Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's been talked about all day long, but it's a day that comes for us once a year, except for you leap baby freaks. It's our birthday. Decided to get on that subject because...
Leap baby freaks.
You're darn right. It did one birthday every 4 years.
You never deep down wished your birthday was February 29th.
Hell yeah.
Wouldn't it make it more special, though? You
know, it's cool,
that's
right?
That's the whole thing, is that, yes, when it's actually your birthday, I'm sure it's more special. But I guarantee you, people that have their birthday on the 29th hate the fact that their birthday's on the 29th.
Do you celebrate it on the 28th or
I think
March
the older
1st?
You get, the more you appreciate that.
I Maybe.
Think that's terrible. Well,
when you're a kid, it sucks.
It's like the Olympics.
No.
You still get a birthday. Yeah. It's not like having a Christmas birthday.
You do, but your birthday also falls during the school year, and while all the other kids are getting their little birthday that's inside the school, yours gets passed over because 28th came in the third.
You wouldn't
and the first
get all
came.
These dumb emails like I do, like, happy birthday from Geico.
Mike, I think Thanks, you're thinking Geico. About having the 29th. Like, my buddy has one. He loved it since we were teenagers.
Well, he's weird, Ted.
I mean, birthday sucks. I mean, listen, if you're a kid and it's the day before Christmas,
this is both the birthday and the Christmas gift.
Right, but like for Josh, man, it was always cool. And also, as a friend, it's easy to remember.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you'll have to remember once every 4 years. What day does he celebrate it if it's not leap year?
You know what? I think whatever day is closer to a Saturday.
That's a good call.
Yep. Boom. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's the way his parents, I mean, that's the same way he does. I mean, look, he's got twin teenage daughters. So I don't think he does much celebrating.
So he doesn't even care anymore.
No.
Yeah, he's at the point that his birthday doesn't mean anything anymore anyway.
But it's just hard to remember buddies' birthdays.
Yeah, true enough.
Not yours.
Right. Mine's easy. Mm-hmm. Josh's is easy. My cousin's on July 4th. Mm-hmm. He's goddamn Captain America.
Damn straight. Let's get some more birthday facts.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fascinating facts about birthdays. What a hoot. Today, Thomas Magnum, a.k.a. Tom Selleck, turns 80.
Damn.
Give me that mustache.
Wow.
It's Heather Graham's birthday. Yum. And for good measure, let's make sure we all raise a glass of Men's Room IPA or 20th anniversary lager to the man from West Virginia. When you're there, you're family. And nothing's off the table. Unless it's under the table. Because you like your eggs Danny Thomas style. Happy double nickels, Miles Montgomery.
Thank you, Jason. Oprah's birthday is today, too.
Oh, do you have Oprah's birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then and happy birthday!
That would be Adam Lambert, the lead singer for Queen, who's also having a birthday.
Who do you think sings more, Adam Lambert, who's actually a singer, or Oprah, who has an ability to say words without singing? Hello!
Oprah's sang.
It's me, Oprah!
She sang more in her life than he has.
Oh, mercy.
I'm a human musical!
Our boy VD had to explain the Danny Thomas style eggs to me.
Oh.
I don't know that. Can you tell me or no?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. You remember when we did the Appy Hour Dirty Big Dummy and there was that question at the very end that usually came from Urban Dictionary?
Yep.
Yeah, Danny Thomas style is in the Urban Dictionary.
All right. So we'll look it up now.
It's not okay. I can't say it over
Danny
there.
Thomas was... I mean, I know the name.
You can look it up, Miles. I'm not going to do it. You go ahead and look
it
up.
But at least he got an Urban Dictionary thing.
Just learn how he liked his eggs. Okay. So here's some birthday facts. Steve, do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm laughing.
It's writing in eggs. Danny Thomas eggs.
Don't read it out loud. Do not read it out loud,
oh,
Miles.
Gross.
Exactly.
Damn, man. That guy was an American hero.
Yeah. No.
Jesus.
Okay.
I've heard this reference before.
So here's some fun little birthday facts. Ancient Egyptians were among the first to celebrate birthdays, specifically the pharaoh's coronation days, which they considered their birth as gods.
Really? They started with
shocker.
The pharaohs.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you know?
The pharaohs. I'm blown away by that.
Yes, you are. Look at that.
Celebrate my day, peasants.
Jesus. That's right. It's my birthday.
It's also called a glass bottom boat.
Okay, let's not go there.
No, yeah, there is.
I don't know why I keep hearing that reference.
Let's not. The ancient Greeks adopted the Egyptian tradition and added their twist by offering moon-shaped cakes to Artemis, the goddess of the moon, with candles to represent the moonlight.
All right, that's where we get all that stuff from.
That's a fact. Some fun birthday facts.
Do they say if it was a full or a crescent moon-shaped cake?
I'm assuming it's going to be full, but to be fair, I don't know.
All right. I think a crescent moon's more recognizable.
Right,
because otherwise you made a circle.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If you do a crescent moon, everyone knows this.
No, it's moon shaped.
Right. Right.
Moon shape.
Romans were the first to celebrate birthdays for the common man, but only men. Women's birthdays were not celebrated until the 12th century.
Are we supposed to be celebrating women's birthdays?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
I'm in so much trouble.
That's why I'm single.
No, we celebrate the month.
That's a good boy.
You're not kidding.
Thank you. Thank you. The concept of birthday parties originated in Germany, far away from my house.
Yeah.
Where Kinderfest was held for children with a cake adorned with candles.
And no one smiled.
Yeah, because it was for the kids.
And no one smiled.
Yeah, this is what I think. We buy your kid a cake and then we get together and drink and get drunk.
Everyone who smiles in Germany is not from Germany.
That's right. They don't even say happy birthday. They just say birthday.
Birthday.
Tja.
Birthday child.
Oh, let's talk tradition.
Kinderfest invite.
Are you inviting me?
Tja.
Ja.
Kinderfest.
Da.
Birthday traditions around the world. Some fun birthday facts. In China, longevity noodles are eaten on birthdays.
I did that the other day, and somebody started. They're like, "You're beautiful." I was like, "It's just the way he says it.
Right, it's just funny. It's not. China. It's not a thing. It's just funny."
China.
Longevity noodles are eaten on birthdays to symbolize long life. The longer the noodle, the better.
Yeah, man.
Do you have to eat it in one sitting and like slurp it, or could I take bites of it?
How do you want your life to be, Ted?
I'll slurp the long one.
Okay, I knew it.
Just take the long part.
Take it all in.
In Mexico, the person, the birthday person often has their face pushed into the cake after blowing out the candles.
That is a cool
one. I like it.
My only fear of that is that my eyeballs are going to get pushed into a candle.
Well, keep your glasses
That's
on,
That's an irrational fear that I have of my face ending up in a cake.
I would tell you that, but I feel like if I say, Mike, stop being ridiculous. Like 2 years from now, like, Mike went blind in his right eye because a candle went into it.
That was a fun party until they blinded Mike.
Not just a picture of me dating a Mexican gal.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talked to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And smash your face in and be like, hey, it's tradition.
Tradition!
It's like, I've been here for seven generations, mother.
Right, I'm from L.A.
In the Denmark, the flag flown outside the birthday person's home is to signify a celebration. Oh, a flag is flown outside. Doesn't say which flag, a flag.
I will say, we kind of do the same thing here. Like, I remember if you're a kid or you're taking a kid to a birthday party, you look for the mailbox with the balloons.
Sure. Dude, that's still a thing.
In Jamaica. Oh,
right. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's much easier.
Let me guess. You get a...
No. they're covered in flour, yes, by friends and family as a playful tradition.
Covered in flour?
Covered in flour.
Yeah, what you don't know, we're going to bake you, man.
They don't mean the white flour.
No.
Take some. Yeah.
There's a ton of that down there, man.
Yeah, right.
You think it's marijuana? It's not. It is not.
Oh, boy.
You're white now.
just listen to Buju Banton, and you go, oh, man.
Oh, geez. Heavens.
Or don't.
They're flying.
In Mother Russia, instead of cake, birthday pies with greetings carved into the crust are common.
That sounds very Russian. Happy birthday to you.
You fall out the window today.
They only push the kids out of the second story window.
We have balloon below to soften.
Let's talk about fun facts about birthday cakes. The tradition of birthday cakes dates back to the ancient Greeks. Oh, we just talked about that. The first birthday cakes as we know them today appeared in Germany in the Middle Ages. The number of candles on a birthday cake traditionally represents the age of the person, but in some cultures, an extra candle is added for good luck.
All right.
Kind of the pinch to grow an inch there, as it were.
Do you have the Brazil one on there?
Negative.
It's hairless.
I want to say, Jesus. I want to say in Brazil, it's like tradition that you, might not be Brazil, but like when you, if Miles' birthday, he cuts the cake, and then whoever he gives the first slice to is like his favorite person of the party or whatever.
Oh, just give me the hottest chick there.
I don't want doggone politics on my birthday.
Me neither.
Find the hot. It only sucks if it's a sausage.
How come you didn't give your grandma the piece of cake that you kept?
Because I don't want to sleep with grandma.
Well, I can just imagine siblings. It's like you've given your brother 20 years in a row.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still suck. I still like them.
My other siblings suck. I hate them.
You gave it to the dog?
The song Happy Birthday to You was composed by two American sisters, Patty and Mildred Hill.
Happy birthday to you.
So do they live high on the hill because of this?
Happy birthday, dear Miles.
Yeah. Like if I sing the national anthem at a sporting event, right? Yeah. Whoever wrote the Francis Scott Key?
Yeah.
Correct.
Does his family get royalties every time that song is sung?
No.
I don't remember. Did it hit the... right, because for a while, it was actually copyrighted. So technically, every time you sang it, you're breaking the law, right?
Yeah.
They aren't going to pursue it. But I want to say it either lost its licensing a couple of years ago, or it's still
seriously
technically illegal.
Chi-Chi's has a birthday song that we sing because they are not legally allowed to sing that song without paying royalties.
Yeah, that's why they made the Chi-Chi song. That's
the
why they
reason.
Sang it the way they
did. You can't sing that in public without paying them.
Because you got to pay
the
Patty and Mildred Hill.
The happy birthday people, yeah.
So all the money inadvertently goes to Steve. The Hill family.
I am raking it in,
Patty
man.
And Mildred Hill. Raking in that birthday money.
Mildred Hill.
Birthday superstitions. In some cultures, it is considered bad luck to celebrate a birthday before the actual date.
Well, yeah, it's not your birthday.
Well, what about the 29th? If you celebrate it on the 28th, that's bad luck, man.
Then do it March 1st.
That's where I was going to go.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I think I told somebody on the night of the 23rd, like, yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
But I didn't say it's my birthday.
But you're not,
you're not celebrating.
But you can still buy me a drink.
Basically, yes.
Right. They're celebrating my birthday.
Right, so the bartender said, happy birthday, when he looked at my ID. And I said, wow, it is tomorrow. I'll take that free cocktail.
Boom.
Blowing out all the candles on a birthday cake in one breath is believed to make a wish come true. That was the whole goal.
No.
It gets tougher the older you get. There's just so many damn candles.
And your lungs get weaker.
It's like the two numbers.
When you get the two numbers on your cake, you are old.
And then the problem is that, you know, you get that grandma that's 90 years old and somebody's going to be funny and put all the candles on there. Right. Like, what are we doing?
Either she's going to die of emphysema or the cake's going to burn.
Either way, you're eating wax. You're not eating cake.
And then I'm just going to leave you with this one. The last little fun birthday fact, and it's in the realm of birthday superstition. We go back to Germany. If you're single and turn 30, you might have to sweep the steps of the town hall and until you kiss someone of the opposite sex.
All right. I'd do that.
Help me, I want to quit sweeping.